By 1812, the Peninsular War had been going on for 4 years. Britain was allied with Portugal and Spanish resistance forces against the might of Napoleon's French Empire, and their aim was to end France's occupation of Spain. The British Army was commanded by Arthur Wellesley, who had earned the title Viscount Wellington after his victory at Talavera in 1809. But now, 3 years on from then, Wellington still only really controlled Portugal.
For 2 years, the fighting had mainly been happening in the spring and the summer months, and the British had won some major victories. Sarco, Barossa, Fuentes, Donoro, and Albuera. But the French had also won some major victories, and in particular, they'd seized a town that we're actually looking at now, Badajoz, a fortress that controlled the southern route from Portugal into Spain.
If Wellington was going to push the French back out of Spain, he had to storm this border fortress, which was now firmly in the hands of the French.
By the time Wellington arrived here in April 1812, there had already been two unsuccessful attempts to recapture this stronghold at Badajoz.
There's an odd thing about sieges, and I think that sieges are actually very similar from medieval times through Wellington's period to the First World War.
Professor Richard Holmes, author of The Iron Duke, The Biography of Wellington.
Actually, sieges are about trench warfare. They're about digging in, they're about being very close to your opponent, so close that both sides are going to lose men most of the time, day and night, because that's what the physical proximity of armed and hostile men actually means. And then trying to get through the defences is always going to involve knocking down and blowing up. And that's true for a medieval siege, it's true for Wellington, and it's true for the First World War as well. So in one sense, there is an ageless quality to being in trenches and trying to break through a defended obstacle. And start to finish, sieges are often expensive and miserable in a way that even battle in the open field isn't.
Well, Dan and I are standing now on a fort that Wellington had captured early outside the walls of Badajoz. We've got a wonderful bird's eye view of the city, and what an incredible stronghold this place is. I mean, there's a wall all the way around it with bastions which give the defenders fields of fire all the way along the walls, and these walls, I've paced them out today, they're 5 metres thick at least, sometimes 8 metres solid stone Wellington and his army had to batter down. So he got a huge task.
Yeah, I mean, it's also worth remembering, standing here, the British army, Wellington's army, weren't that used to sieges. They'd fought one earlier in the year, but it was not their strong point. What they were good at was defeating the French army in the open field. They had very few engineers. In fact, they only had 21 engineers. And they did not have the kind of specialisms, the kind of equipment, and the kind of knowledge required to batter their way into a fortress like this. The defenders were under a man called Philippon, and there were about 4,500 men. They were all veterans, and Philippon had spent the winter massively upgrading the defences of this place. There are various different ways of breaking into a fortress like this. One is to simply use your heavy cannon to hit the base of the wall enough times that the wall collapses, creating a kind of ramp of masonry, and then your soldiers storm into the town over that. That's called creating a breach. The other way is by escalade, which is simply carrying ladders up to the wall and sending your men up ladders and over the wall.
Anyway, this little fort here was the one that Wellington grabbed very early on, quite expensive for him. He lost 250 men. It's 500 metres from here to the main wall of the city. I paced it out. And what he had to do, as Dan was saying, is to create a breach on two or three of those bastions where his men could then charge in after they'd spent days hammering away with the cannons.
Well, Dad's just spent a long time pacing things out here, so it's been fun to watch. They had 22,000 cannonballs available, and during the siege, Wellington would use almost 2,500 barrels of powder.
After about a week of bombardment of the city walls, Wellington decided that he'd made enough breaches to have a go at storming the city. And he decided the breaches were what he called practicable, which means that he reckoned that his men could get up through the collapsed part of the wall that they'd created by their cannons and get in and fight for the city. And he issued detailed orders for the storming.
6th of April, 1812. 1. The fort of Badajoz is to be attacked at 10 o'clock this night. 2. The attack must be made on 3 points. The castle, the face of the bastion of La Trinidad, and the flank of the bastion of Santa Maria.